some big questions that surround Wrangell's potential boroughhood include, why should Wrangell become a borough? How much will this cost? And does boroughhood equal more government? Carol Rushmore is Wrangell's economic development director. She tackles the why question, to which she says there are many reasons.
One in particular one is we are determining our boundaries, our type of government. We're making our own determination on what we want. There have been pushes over the past and will continue to be from the state legislature to have those areas in the unorganized borough create organized boroughs. And at this point, we are sort of choosing our destiny. Did we want to go with Petersburg? No, we didn't. Did we want to include Myers-Chuck? Yes, we did. What are our boundaries? And so we have chosen what we think fits for our area.
Bill Mesmer is vice chair of the borough committee. He explains that even in boroughhood, Wrangell will only have one form of government.
We're not getting more government. We're replacing one type of government with another type. We will not have two forms of government. Unlike places like Ketchikan that have a borough government and a city government, the type of borough that we selected to go to, we just have one form of government.
Rushmore says there really shouldn't be that many differences between Wrangell's current city government and the potential borough government, but they do still exist.
Planning and zoning, of course, would be one, is that we would have to work with Myers-Chuck, Tom's Place folks for zoning classifications and what types of uses they want to see or not see. But otherwise, you're really dealing with just sort of a replacement. There's not going to be that much additional government.
As far as cost, Rushmore explains how residents of a Wrangell borough will be taxed. Currently within city limits, the tax rate is 12.75 mils.
If the borough passes the election, you have an area-wide tax of 4 mils. That means everyone outside of city limits, within the current city limits, everyone within the borough area pays a 4 mil tax rate. Then you also, on top of that, have a non-area-wide, which is a service area tax, of 8 mils. So that service area includes the current city limits of Wrangell, plus there is a mile stretch of Wrangell West outside of city limits to McCormick's Creek that is also proposed to be in that service area. Those folks would add on an additional 8 mil. So again, they'd be paying 12 mil plus the school bond of 0.75. So their tax rate is not going to differ. What differs is those people currently on the property on the river, Tom's Place, Olive Cove, and Myers-Chuck will now be at a 4 mil property tax rate. But their properties are assessed based on the services they currently have or not have. So they're not going to be assessed at the same value as what's within town that have roads, have the fire protection, et cetera. I mean, there is a difference. That's what they assess the property with.
On the other hand,
there's also the ability to have additional revenues coming in, either through municipal revenue sharing, the secured schools funding, and other different sources of funds. The state provides new boroughs organizational funds. It's $600,000 over a three-year period to help with the transition to get everything established.
The borough committee encourages everyone to ask questions or raise issues regarding the Wrangell borough. Committee members are Doug McCloskey, Tim Buness, John Taylor, Rick Roshong, Paul Southland, Janelle Privett, James Stowe, Don McConaughey, Gary Lewis, Bill Mesmer, and Cassie Peavy of Myers-Chuck. This is Lisa Fu reporting in Wrangell.